from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, joining us via the BetQL guest line, don't forget, sports betting has come to the DMV. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. Jason Epstein is the director of golf and athletics over at Congressional Country Club. Jason, what's going on, man? Thank you for joining us.
JP, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, dude, we're excited. So tell everybody what's going on over there this week, because looking at the leaderboard and where these kids are traveling from, I mean, this junior PGA championship is a global affair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's awesome. And by the way, I thought I was coming on to talk about Commanders football, but we can talk about golf too.
Because we'll do that next time.
Nothing indicates it's a football season more than the PGA Junior Championship, because it starts right after it every year. So okay. Anyway, I kid. But no, it's going great. So kids, we've got 156 boys, 156 girls. They're kind of wrapping up their second round this afternoon. There'll be a cut to a top 60 in ties for each tomorrow, and then a top 30 in ties in each to play their final round on Friday. So it's been a great event. Club's done a wonderful job hosting it. Listen, for these kids to come play an iconic venue that has so much history and tradition in the game of golf, it's a treat for them, and they're so appreciative.
How good are these kids? Because some of the scores, what is the yardage they're playing at, and what is the age?
Compared to what JP normally plays.
Listen,
JP plays the tips. He's on the tips every day.
I know better than that.
I play one up just like you do.
I play when y'all want to play.
How old are these kids? Where are they playing it from?
Yeah, they're 15 to 17. Boys are playing our champ course from about 7,200 yards.
Wow.
So they'll play our gold course. And listen, JP, you played a lot of golf on our gold course. It's one of the top five in Maryland. It's really underrated. And you know how much the members here love playing it. They'll play that around 6,800 and change, maybe 6,900. Girls are playing both courses around 6,200. So it's a firm test of golf for them. Scores on the blue yesterday, 200 was leading it. So, we only had maybe 10 out of 156 break par. So, it has teeth. As you know, Andrew Green, we did the golf course a couple years ago and did a wonderful job with it. And our gold course, again, is also a great test of golf. Girls played it yesterday. I think maybe 20 were at par or better. A little bit better than what I think scores today indicate the same. So, it's great. Your question about, the level of play, they're all 15 to 17. And, think that Nick Dunlap's won twice on the tour this year, finished runner-up a couple years ago in this tournament, tells you how good the players are, right? So, the list of who's played in this championship over the years is the who's who, all the way from Tiger to Jordan Spieth and Christy Kerr and the list goes on both sides. So, and a really neat part of this is I think today, not that it ever stops, but today the college coaches can talk to the kiddos. We've got about 120 college coaches here following these kids around. So
wow.
Pretty neat dynamic.
How old are these kids?
Yeah, 15. Yeah, there's a couple 14-year-olds in the field, but they go up to 17.
Okay, cool.
So when I was out there the other day, I noticed this giant Penn State bus. Like, are these coaches, is this kind of a recruiting trip for a lot of coaches to try to get these? I mean, if you're 17, you're probably a junior in high school, right? Like, there's a lot of decisions starting to get made here.
Oh, yeah, they're following these kids as young as 12, 13, and they can. I don't know the rules of contact, but the kids are reaching out, letting them know how they're doing and so forth. I didn't see the Penn State bus.
It was like a sprinter van, kind of.
I didn't see it.
Oh. It was up by the tennis courts.
Yeah, I mean, they're all from all over the U.S., and they come watch the kids play. Some of them are committed, and they're just kind of checking them out, following them. Some of them narrowed it down to just a few schools, and the coaches want to have presence around them. So
that's
really
great,
really cool dynamic. But, yeah, this is they're talking, I think, starting today, and there's some decisions to be made.
We're talking with our friend Jason Epstein, director of golf over at Congressional. The club's hosting the PGA Junior Championship this week. And to see some of these 15-year-old kids dominating a track that's pretty damn hard is pretty impressive. Arguably, whether he should or shouldn't be is not for debate. But I'd say Charlie Woods is like the biggest name in junior golf in the country, at least to people that don't really follow. Is he there? Was there a decision that he's not there? Is it a qualification thing? Like, how do you get in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Charlie's a great young player. As you know, he qualified for the USGA Junior Boys a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Had a bit of a tough time for it, but I know Dad was probably really proud to watch him play in that and compete. And he probably learned a lot. So that was really important. And Charlie's, by all accounts, just a great kid and has a really bright future in this game. But the qualifying process here is national. Each section of the country has a qualifier, and only so many folks can play. And I think he was in a highly, highly competitive qualifier down in South Florida and finished eighth. And I think they took three or four. So,
oh, wow.
While he did get through the USGA's qualifying, which is probably equally as competitive, JP, he didn't get through the PGA's qualifying a few weeks later. Unfortunately, missed it by just, I think, a couple shots.
Gotcha.
So he's not part of the field yet. And look, the demand to get into these events, as you can imagine, has over years and years just become even more competitive and more elite. I think feels like there's 30 to 40 nations flags flying on our driving range, which is representative of just how diverse the field is.
That's so cool.
I'm sure, but Tiger's son, every tournament he goes with, everybody want a piece of it.
Totally. And if he think about for Charlie, like, it's golf. It happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like if he has one double, the amount of like pressure that must mount on that
kid.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm curious because you mentioned the South Florida thing. Like football, basketball, like we kind of know these hotbed areas of the country. Does that exist in golf? South Florida, maybe Southern California? But I don't know if it's golfers just kind of come from everywhere.
Yeah, Southern California, Florida. I mean, if you look at the AGAGA's list of best players, 20, South Florida, right? But now, I mean, kids just have the PGA and the game of golf has done a better job, and there's a lot of work to be done to increase access to golf. They're at least being intentional about it. And we're not there yet. We've got a lot of work to do. And it's a very prohibitive sport financially, but you see that. You see that in the fields. And golf's a national game, right? You look at the women's game and you can see just how competitive it is. And you can see just through the Ryder Cup how the U.S. dominated for years and years and years. And now where we are just as a country, and you'll watch the Olympics and you're going to see great players from everywhere. So golf is there's no one hotbed. There's great players that come from everywhere, and just in our area alone. I mean, you look at Denny and look at some of the players
sure.
in college and mm-hmm. who we have, and you know, it's also a function of where golf is, where golf is prominently played, and when you talk to a lot of these players, the juniors, and you talk to even some of the older folks, they talk about championship golf and how that really sparked their interest. And one of the things I think our club is most proud of is, look, we've hosted these championships and we've got this great clubhouse and we're in such a special area and our origins and history and connection with the military through the OSS and the war, World War II, how we gave back to the country there is all storied. But our relationship with the PGA, intentionally, not just to bring these championships into the future, for your listeners that don't know, we have one of eight championships into the future we're hosting.
Right.
We're going to be hosting the PGA Championship in 2030 and the Ryder Cup in 2037. But part of that is to, bring championship golf back to our community. So it's a source of pride. And so all of the, everyone from young and old can create memories around that here at the club. And we think there's a lot of weight to that and it's really special.
Can people come? Is it open? You get tickets online or something?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just families and friends of families and coaches and so forth. It's not a roped.
Gotcha. And it would just
PGA of America, and they, yeah, for just security and safety and some other reasons, I think the PGA's, you know, if you called the PGA and let them know you were coming, you'd probably be okay with it. But there's, it's not quite just an open to the public and invite everyone. There are some limitations on capacity and some different things that from an organization event.
Jason, we got to run, dude. I appreciate you making time. I know you're slammed. Next time we have you on, you can tell us if you agree with the $200 million for Tua, all right?
Listen, that's a whole other story. We can talk about that. We may need to talk about that. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Jason Epstein, Director of Golf over at Congressional. They're hosting PGA Junior Championships. B, I watched these kids on the range for a minute the other day.
Did they make you sad?
I mean, just, not even sad. Like, we're just different. Like, it just was impressive. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember that kid we saw at Norbeck just grooving those stingers?
Yeah. And he might have been 10, 12.
Right. It's just so damn impressive. When we come back, let's make some bets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.